This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In Pennsylvania, officials say most of the 200,000 people ordered to evacuate from Wilkes-Barre can go home later today.
The evacuation call came as the Susquehanna River swelled to dangerous levels after heavy rains. There have been at least a dozen deaths blamed on the weather.
It began a week ago today. A cold front rolled east from the plains and got stuck in the Appalachian Mountains. It was blocked by another weather system called a Bermuda High, and then it started to rain.
And this continued into Friday, into Saturday, into Sunday, and on into Monday.
Dennis Feltgen is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We had what was called a training effect, where thunderstorms kept going over the same area like railroad cars on train tracks, and that produced a saturated ground, and there was nowhere for the water to go but up.
The bad weather affected areas from northeast Georgia all the way to upstate Vermont. The hardest hit areas were in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and central New York State.
In those areas, anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15 inches of rain has occurred, with isolated estimates from Doppler radar between 15 and 20 inches.
And that deluge was record-breaking.
In the Washington, D.C. area, over 5 inches of rain occurred in a 24-hour period, and that was on Sunday. And that broke a record set going back to 1872.
There are still places underwater, and damage assessment teams are in the field. It's hard to say what the property damage will be now, but
it's just about a given that this will be a multi-billion dollar event. And that's billion with a B.
That is Dennis Feltgen, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And more rain is expected today for New York State.